The word Vaigash, he approached, opens one of the most dramatic scenes in the Torah, a climactic moment in the tense encounter between Yehuda, the brothers, and Yosef, a moment in which the fate of the entire family rests on the words and actions of a single person. And Yehuda approached him and said, our sages pause at this verb, Vaigash, seeing in it more than a description of physical movement through space. In Bereshit Rabbah, they map out the range of meanings contained in this word. Rabbi Yehuda says an approach for battle. Rabbi Nechemya says an approach for reconciliation. The rabbis say an approach for prayer. These three paths, battle, reconciliation, and prayer, offer three possible expressions of the fundamental act of drawing near. Rabbi Yehuda understands Yehuda, the brother, as preparing for battle. He approaches Yosef with the mindset that he is facing an adversary, a force one must stand against and guard oneself from, a force that might even attack. To approach for battle is to enter a space of confrontation with a readiness to fight if necessary. Battle is not merely a quarrel. It is an encounter in which opposite sides see before them only two possibilities, victory or surrender. The encounter is filled with emotions. An earlier midrash in the same section of Bereshit Rabbah describes Yehuda and Yosef as both filled with anger on the verge of eruption. This one was filled with wrath towards that one, and that one was filled with wrath towards this one, the Midrash says. Anger is perhaps one of the core emotions behind an encounter of battle, alongside guilt and fear, which surely accompany this charged meeting between brothers. In contrast, Rabbi Nechemya suggests that what characterizes the approach, the drawing close, is reconciliation. In this reading, Yehuda approaches Yosef in a way that invites appeasement. His movement towards Yosef aims to prevent conflict, to soothe anger, to bring a rapidly escalating situation back to peace and harmony. Reconciliation is not merely the resolution of a quarrel. It is a process in which adversaries stop thinking in terms of winning and losing and begin thinking in terms of partnership, coexistence, and perhaps even shared purpose. At its core, the movement towards reconciliation contains hope for change and trust that such change is possible. As he draws near, Yehuda tells Yosef that he is responsible for his brother Benjamin. He explains that he pledged to their father, if I do not bring him back to you, I shall stand guilty before my father forever. Yehuda not only promises to bring Binyamin back, he attaches to that promise a deep personal responsibility, a pledge to his father, an expression of accountability and loyalty. As if to say, this is not Binyamin's story, it is really a shared story, ours. In addition to battle and reconciliation, the sages offer a third possibility, that Vaigash signifies a step towards prayer. How can this interpretation be understood in the context of Yehuda's encounter with the Egyptian ruler or with his brother Yosef? It feels somewhat puzzling to speak of prayer when the scene centers on the relationship between two people. A possible explanation can be found based on where these three meanings of Vaigash also appear, relating to a different instance of approach, Avraham approaching God just before the destruction of Sodom. And Avraham approached and said, will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? There too, the Midrash teaches. Rabbi Yehuda says an approach for battle. Rabbi Nechemya says an approach for reconciliation. And the rabbis say an approach for prayer. In that setting, the Midrash suggests that Avraham approaches God while challenging God's decision to destroy Sodom, and that this approach may be understood in several ways as possible orientations or types of approach. Perhaps Avraham approaches with a mindset of battle, anticipating confrontation and preparing to exert opposing force. And were it not written, one could hardly say it that Avraham, as it were, approaches God ready to fight. Or perhaps he approaches with a desire for reconciliation, seeking to appease God so that God might show mercy. Or perhaps he approaches God as one approaches the ultimate power in prayer, like a human standing before the one who spoke and the world came into being. By adding prayer as a core possibility for the meaning of Vayigash, the Midrash creates a space in which human meaning and theological meaning meet, and perhaps hints that the act of approaching is always an approach towards the other, even when that other does not feel assured. The movement of Vayigash, just like prayer, may be a movement undertaken without clarity of what the encounter means or what character it holds for the addressee, the one we are approaching. What unites these three interpretations? In all three, there is a shared essence, the movement itself, to step forward. The person does not remain in place, does not stay passive, does not freeze, but instead draws near. A person willing to approach is a person willing to encounter, whether they approach ready to struggle, hopeful for change, or pleading from the depth of their heart. One who takes a step forward, who moves towards meeting another, is someone who takes responsibility. Your servant has pledged himself. It seems that approaching is the language of those who care. Both Avraham and Yehuda refuse to stand by, physically or emotionally. They step forward. Avraham does not give up on the people of Sodom. Yehuda does not surrender to the looming tragedy threatening Binyamin and their father. Avraham does not give up on God as a just God, and Yehuda, without yet knowing it, does not give up on Yosef. Both approach. Yehuda follows in the footsteps of his great-grandfather Avraham. Both are described as stepping alone into an unsafe space to protect others. The verb vaigash carries risks. It is a movement that requires courage. One who approaches must leave behind a protected space. Whether it is Avraham approaching God, Yehuda approaching the Egyptian ruler, or any person approaching another in the midst of a potential conflict, each case is charged. Physical closeness is almost always emotional closeness as well, even if the form of closeness is anger. And both involve exposure, an intensification of vulnerability. And perhaps every act of approaching, every vaigash, is some combination of war, reconciliation, and prayer. Every approach contains elements of force and defense, hope for change, and recognition of human limitation. When Yehuda approaches, he carries more than himself. He approaches on behalf of Reuven, on behalf of Yaakov, on behalf of Binyamin. He approaches on behalf of the person he himself had not been or had not dared to be during the sale of Yosef, and perhaps also to atone for what he set in motion. The verb vaigash teaches that true closeness begins with bravery. Whether in battle, in reconciliation, or in prayer, one must take at least one step forward towards another, leaving behind the fear of alienation or failure. A step that refuses paralyzing despair and instead expresses hope through action. Every act of approaching requires vulnerability, entering a space where one may be hurt, but also the only space where understanding, forgiveness, or deliverance can be born. And Yehuda approached Vaigash is thus not only the opening to a dramatic biblical scene, but also an ongoing moral and theological call to approach, even when it is difficult, discouraging, or frightening, to approach even when the other feels distant, threatening, or exalted. For only one who approaches can truly hope to encounter. Shabbat Shalom.